Welcome to the Men on Purpose podcast, featuring dynamic conversations with emerging and established visionary men on purpose. Thanks for joining us today as we celebrate the men on purpose who are committed, creative, courageous change makers all around the world. Now, here's the host of Men on Purpose, Emerald Greenforest.
And welcome to another episode of the Men on Purpose podcast, where we celebrate men on purpose and provide our listeners with immediately actionable steps and wisdom to be more purposeful, powerful, and positive in their impact and their leadership. This is your host, Emerald Greenforest, and today I'm going to welcome our very special guest, Devin Fredrickson. I actually found Devin through Facebook. Somehow we managed to intersect in the land of the faces, and I was deeply inspired, and it's a rare thing for me to reach out directly to a man on purpose and say, I would like to have you on my show. I do that when I see something really extraordinary happening right in front of me. And so Devin had written a post, Where Are the Men? And that is how he ended up being here today. So that's my bio introduction. Is I was super inspired and excited about what he was writing and expressing. But I also want to tell you that Devin is devoted to helping people to reconnect to themselves, each other, and Mother Earth. Devin travels the world as a mentor, supporting the divine masculine in all of us, with the intention that it may reunite the global brotherhood. He specializes in sacred connection and conscious intimacy, permaculture, and is also an ecstatic chef, regenerative farmer, and community builder. By weaving these elements together, Devin facilitates the process of living in harmonious relationship with ourselves, the remembering that we are all stewards of our beautiful Earth Mother is essential for a thriving future. And I have to say that my card today was remembering. So welcome, Devin, to the show, and thank you for remembering.
Thank you so much, Emerald. It's a pleasure, and I'm super happy and honored to be here today.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, Devin, you really are one of those who are deeply called. I can see that in everything about you and hear it in the sound of your voice and in the presence of your presence. And so I would love to ask you a little bit about, like, where did this calling arise? When did it arise? Do you have a little backstory for how you got to where you are right now? And if so, we'd love to hear that.
Yeah, as we all do, we have our backstory and the journey that leads us here. So I would say it really started when I was around 3 and a half and my mother and my father separated. And from that point forward, I was confused. I didn't know why my mom and my dad weren't together. And for a long time, I sought the answers externally of why they weren't together. Then when I was in college, fast forward a long time from that point forward, I started to immerse myself in yoga because I was playing rugby at the time and got injured and had 5 concussions that season and needed to step back. And immersing myself in yoga and meditation and different practices along that line, a really dear brother and mentor of mine, Patrick Herstad, who lives up in Humboldt County where I was going to school, he introduced me to this book by Montauk Chia called The Multi-Orgasmic Man. And I was reading that book, and at that time, I was deeply entrenched in permaculture and learning all about permaculture and regenerative agriculture and community. And I learned about the concept of a man holding his seed or saving his seed and not ejaculating. And I was fascinated in one sense, but it made complete sense to me on the other side. And so I chose to go celibate for 1.5 years, around 20. And at that time, I stepped away from just connecting intimately with women because I wanted to shift how I was showing up in the world. And then about 2 years later, I went to this, it's called a New Rainbow Warrior Circle for men. And I showed up and there was only one person there. That was me. I showed up with the teacher and I was fascinated because I was like, okay. And he was like, no, I would love it. It was a 3-hour long workshop. And he and I sat across from each other and we just got to go really deep and get intimate because it was just he and I. And from that point forward, I was really inspired because I had never sat in a space where we got to talk about emotions and we really got to just be real and raw and vulnerable, but not in a judgmental sense or have the competitive, like hyper masculine or toxic masculine energies that a lot of us have experienced. And I started to see all these women hosting new moon circles and intention circles and gatherings. And I was like, why aren't we doing that as men? So I started hosting new moon circles for my friend, my men friends up in Humble. And then fast forward to 2016, I went to Lightning in a Bottle and I reconnected with another mentor of mine, Mark Lakeman, who's an amazing community builder and placemaker and permaculturist and just reminded me of my passion for community. And then I just started gathering men and I had started a farm on Maui and had a few men's circles up there and was hosting men's circles at my house and went on a vision quest. And that really shifted everything. The vision quest for me showed me how much I wanted to bring young boys through that traditional ancestral pattern and practice of initiation and a rite of passage. So that was in September of 2016. And ever since then, that's been my focus, my drive. I've had weavings in and out of other pursuits and passions. Like I shared, I'm a permaculturist, a chef, all these things, but at the core, like it's rebuilding, regenerating, how I say it, regenerating the masculine energy everywhere, not just in men, because we all have masculine and feminine energy, as I know you know. So I would say that pivotal tipping point was the rite of passage initiation vision quest in 2016.
Well, now I know exactly why you're on the show, because that's been a prayer of mine for a long time. I was a single parent of a young boy, and I had gone through rites of passage myself with the traditional Peruvian Inca medicine people. Wow. And that lineage through the Healing the Light Body School. And I recognized in going through my own rites of passage through the medicine that our culture, you know, has eviscerated all of those ceremonial rites of passage for young men. And women have a natural rite of passage with coming, you know, with the coming of menses. You know, that rite of passage has also been eviscerated. Let's be real about it. But at least there's some kind of like marker, right, for a young woman. So you are quite literally the embodiment of an answered prayer of mine. So yay for that.
Yes, you're welcome. I'm so glad to hear that.
Super, super happy. So there's so many things in there that I want to talk about. One thing I want to talk about is this cosmic date you had with the new Rainbow Warrior person. So yeah. One thing that I know was when we're in alignment and when we are unified, our sacred masculine and our divine feminine are in unison internally, it just opens up the world of synchronicity exponentially. And so we have what I like to call cosmic dates. So I love that you had this cosmic date, because there's a lot of men who are listening to this show who are, you know, businessmen and, you know, they are numbers guys maybe, and they would put on an event and think one person showed up and have, you know, maybe some disappointment around that. So I'd love to have you speak about that, about, you know, you had the courage to show up and he had the courage to do the teaching regardless of how many people were in the room. I'd love to have you talk a little bit about the courage to show up, even if it's only one, even if it's only two, even if it's only three, that is enough, and to continue to step in and do the work regardless of who is in the room.
Yeah. I'm accessing that time. And I remember definitely feeling uncomfortable because I was like, it's just me. Like who is this person? What's their credibility? Why am I the only person here? I definitely was in the process of returning to that internal alignment and balance with my masculine and feminine. And I think what helped was it was at a really good friend of mine, Tori. It was at his little property in the city of Arcata, and it was a greenhouse permaculture gathering space. So I had been there many times and wanted to support Tori and what he was doing and providing for the community. So for me, there was this inner knowing there have been many times through my life where I've just known that I'm meant to go to something. And I'm grateful for that trust and that intuition that I've continuously cultivated. And at the time, I was in a very powerfully transformative relationship. I was dating this woman who was 16 years older than me. And it was quite difficult, but it also was such a blessing because she would not allow me to hide. I had patterns of retreating and going inward. My Aquarian nature can get so mental at times. And because my sun and moon are both in Aquarius, so my emotional side can get very mental and inward and like seclusive. And so she would not let me do that. She was encouraging me, not really encouraging, demanding that I communicate, that I let her in, that I be open. And it was an emotional and spiritual journey with her more than anything. So I was so passionate and I was just like, I'm going to show up. I'm going to do this. And so this was one of the things along my path that I was like, I'm going to show up because this is going to provide me with something to help me grow, to help catapult me and catalyze me in this journey. So that was really the focus of it. And then the man who held it, his name's Shane. I believe his last name's Kelly, Shane Kelly. And he was warm and open. His openness just really allowed me to be myself. And he trusted, he didn't doubt. Because if he doubted, I have a feeling I probably would have been like, I would have doubted a little bit myself too, because we're so influential over people. And if we're grounded in ourselves, we give other people that space and allowance to be themselves. So
what I'm hearing there is in the courage that you had to show up as a wholehearted commitment to your own, like, I'm growing, it allowed you to also call forth an experience that was incredibly rich for you and incredibly rewarding for you. And it also allowed you to, you know, practice your own knowing, right? Which, I mean, I think the cosmic dates come out of our knowing. Mm-hmm. And so what I'm hearing is that the courage to trust your knowing encourages your courage to grow, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, great. Awesome. That's what I think I'm hearing. Okay. Awesome. So we are actually already at the break. It's amazing how quickly this goes. So we are going to take a short break. Right now, I want to thank all of our listeners who are downloading, rating, and reviewing. We've already had thousands of downloads from all over the world. I do want to shout out this week to our listeners in, I'm feeling, Hawaii. Let's shout out to our listeners in Hawaii because that's where Devin is right now. And it's also the new moon right now when we are making this episode. So I want to shout out to the new moon and be grateful for Mother Moon's giving us an opportunity to begin again and to learn in new and powerful ways how to show up in the world and in our bodies and in our purpose and our medicine. So we will be right back with Devin Fredrickson.
The Men on Purpose podcast is brought to you by the Creative Age Consulting Group. Men, are you ready to take the leap and go deep to discover the most meaningful mark you can make with your life? Is now the time to consciously craft the legacy life you want to lead? Are you already a legendary leader looking for your big what's next? Creative Age Consulting Group is hired to help men just like you to gain clarity, create consciously, and commit courageously. Please visit timetomakeyourmark.com to apply for an invitation-only consultation. Be sure to apply for a consultation today if you have been inspired to receive support in serving your purpose and making your most meaningful mark. Once again, that's timetomakeyourmark.com or click on the link in the show notes for access to the application.
And we are back with Devin Fredrickson. You can actually find out more about him on Instagram at heartcenteredman. Or you can check out his website at devinfredrickson.love. I love that. We will have those in the show notes, those links in the show notes for everyone. You're the first person on the show who's had a .love instead of a .com or a .org or a .net. So yay for you, Devin. Thank you so much for that. I'm super excited that we're back together. And I want to talk a little bit about this idea of hyper/toxic masculine. So I personally am feeling like it's a creation that has suddenly emerged that is certainly pointing to some behavioral patterns that are really no longer in service if we are going to be a thriving planet. And I feel like there is the tendency either for judgment to be happening and those words to be, you know, wielded as sharp knives and spears and swords and all kinds of other things, or there's internal judgment happening for a lot of men around either resisting that completely and saying, that's not me, or I'm not toxic, or you have the problem for saying that I'm toxic, you know, all of those things. So I would really love to talk about your creation, which is regenerating the sacred masculine, and how that is coming forth out of you. The way I perceive it is to literally transcend all of that. So if you could speak to that, that would be, I really think, very helpful for our listeners.
Yeah. There's so much going on right now around the masculine with the Me Too movement and hearing about women who are now having the courage. And I'm so grateful because we need the voices of the women. We need the return of the matriarch everywhere. And also we need the masculine to rise to meet the feminine. We can't just tip the scales again because the scales were tipped. The patriarch dominated or attempted to dominate more than anything. I don't think it ever really did. It's just attempted to suppress because it's afraid and maybe scared of how powerful the feminine nature is in women and just in general with Mother Earth and everything. So another way of the toxic masculine is the shadow and parts that maybe we don't want to look at. And my work around what I call sacred intimacy and conscious connection, or sacred connection and conscious intimacy, is that masculinity is, if you can think of it in the like physical form, it's the phallic symbol. Like when we show up, we think of the masculine sometimes as like being strong, but being too strong is rigid. And if we're rigid in our emotions and we don't feel and we put a wall, or if we use the phrase man up, and we don't allow ourselves to feel, we think that we have to be a certain way, we're limiting our own self. Whether it's a man or a woman, we have been told that we need to man up. As boys, like when we cry, a lot of times they're told to stop crying and they're taught to not have that connection with themselves. So the work that I have focused on in regenerating the sacred masculine has come from the earth. Because being a regenerative farmer and starting out and diving into permaculture and being born and raised on this beautiful island of Maui, I have had the gift and the opportunity of being around nature and being raised in nature and out on the ocean and diving and going everywhere and being able to be in forests, native forests in Hawaii'i. And so from that place, the earth and plants spoke to me and taught me how to be gentle. And I really think that an aspect of masculinity is gentleness, because we don't have to be strong to be strong. We don't have to prove our strength. And I think that as men, we're taught to prove our strength to be strong. And I think we can be way more strong by listening and being able to receive, and this concept of being solid and stable and unwavering. If someone's expressing to you their anger or distrust or rage or displeasure with your actions, being able to receive that, breathe it in, not let it waver your own connection to yourself, that to me is the shifting of that. And the shadow helps us to learn that, because we need to see those parts. And in the dark is when we actually see the light. When I was waking up this morning, I like to get up with the sunrise and watch the sunrise and the sunset. And when I was watching the sunrise, you get to literally see the blanket of darkness pull back by the light. And so it's the interaction of the two. We don't always see it, but at sunrise and sunset, you can see the shifting of the colors of the darkness and the light coming together. And if we meet that place of interaction, not be only dark and only light, but blend the two together and allow ourselves to be dynamic, not rigid and stuck in one place, then we're able to meet the moment, because everything's changing always. And so there's so many ways, I mean, we can keep on going into it, but there's so many ways that it's showing up in the world right now and being highlighted, of men abusing power, which is trying to prove themselves or trying to take control And yeah, it's intense. And
yeah, it's intense.
I just ask that men be gentle on themselves because we haven't had the best guidance. I'm part of this group called the Sacred Sons, and we just started our second round of the Embodied Masculine course, a 3-month long program. And there's so much shame around just being a man. I myself have experienced that there, just with everything that's going on in the world, there's times where I'm just like, I don't even want to be a man. I don't want to be associated with what's going on. But we also can be the examples. We can show it. We are standing on the shoulders of giants and legends because we wouldn't get here. We have not gotten here without them. So we also have to remember that we have gems and examples of humans who have done that and are doing that. And also we need modern examples of men doing that. And so I'm doing my best to do that. And I know a bunch of other men who are. You're helping to highlight men who are living on purpose. And so, yeah, I think that's for right now is like, whew.
That's what you got. All right. Well, I want to tell you.
I can go in. Like we can go.
Yeah, we've got 5 minutes left.
Yeah, I know.
We actually spend about 5 hours. So
yep, at least
longer. Maybe longer. What I want to say about that is I actually want to spiral back to that place where you were talking about being solid in the face of rage and anger and upset and all the things that can happen when the women's voices are awakened and they start speaking the truth. And what I saw in my own inner vision, I literally saw like a palm tree in a gale, right? You know, there's this like massive gale and the palm tree stays the palm tree and is solid as the palm tree and flexible as the gale is coming in and the gale is being the gale. And then, you know, the storm passes. And so I loved seeing that vision as you were speaking that part. Mm. And the other thing that I wanted to bring to the table is something that I personally have been activated to begin the process of, you know, calling forth and embodying is this idea of synarchy, which is harmoniousness with each other. Like the dawn is harmonious with the dusk and the day is harmonious with the night. And they're all part of this beautiful bigger thing. So that the idea really is to literally transcend either matriarchy or patriarchy and come into this higher level of relating internally as well as externally. So yeah, so that's what was up for me around that. Well, we have a few minutes left. So the last thing I have for you, let me see what's the last thing I have for you here. I guess I'm going to use the check-in question. I do want to hear from you because I think it's helpful for the men who are listening to have some kind of immediately actionable step. So how do you hold yourself accountable and assess your progress and adjust along the way to align with what you really want to be showing up as and creating in the world? Do you have, you know, some examples of practices that you do or, you know, suggestions for our listeners for them to be able to begin this process? Because I feel like we're also all learning and, you know, I love the idea of gentleness and compassion for ourselves and for each other as we're learning.
Well, that right there, gentleness. Being gentle with yourself, using the breath to soothe yourself. Because if we can breathe in and breathe out while having the intention of soothing our own self, we're giving ourselves self-love. And if we can remember that the word self doesn't refer to just one individual, it's not individualistic because we're all connected. We're all part of one big family, humans, and all other relations. So what we do for ourselves is connected to everything and ripples out. So having the opportunity to love your own self and do things that support yourself and allow you to be connected to your own self. Me personally, I was exposed, like in that book, The Multi-Orgasmic Man, I was exposed to the Taoist cultivation practices. And when I work with men one-on-one or in groups and workshop settings and retreats, the breath is always the grounding factor. That's the one thing that you and I, we're breathing air on the same earth together. Like, we literally can breathe together and we're breathing the same air all across the globe. So when we can ground into our breath and do the belly breath by breathing into our lower abdomen and our pelvic floor, that region of our body, it relaxes us. It accesses the parasympathetic nervous system. It massages our internal organs. It just is a form of self-love by actually just breathing. So that's one way that is like a foundational practice for me that I've been doing pretty much every day since I was 20.
Beautiful.
And another way that I check in with myself is just being clear with my concerns. And this has been something that's been really coming clear in the last few days of, if we don't speak our truth or the truth that's moving through us, and if we don't speak our concern and allow our concern for another to be expressed, it manifests in fear. And it manifests into what we don't want. So if we don't express what we do want, if we don't tell someone, I'm concerned about you so much, I'm fearful that this might be going on, or you might turn into this, or you might do that, then it manifests by turning into physical abnormalities or dis-ease inside of our bodies. And then most often than not, it actually manifests externally. So by communicating and learning to speak our truth, we don't need to then go into the overarching warrior that needs to like come and cut something down. We're able to protect something by expressing our concern for it. And when we remember that we don't need to protect Mother Earth because we are Earth, so we're standing up for her and she's standing up for herself through us. It's not the game of separation, it's the game of unification. Like you're talking about synarchy. When we can remember that in all that we do, I know that's more of like an esoteric practice, not like a concrete thing, but yeah, the breath and communication and just having accountability with yourself, even if you didn't speak truth to someone, coming back and acknowledging that is really good. And just what came through right now, the most supportive thing for me has been to gather with men, to be in a setting with men where you can be vulnerable, you can be real, you can be raw, and you can be yourself and have fun and play and get deep, all of it. Like, that's been one of the most transformative experiences for me.
Beautiful. Beautiful. I love it. Devin, you were amazing, as I knew you would be. Thank you so much. Listeners, we love feedback. Please let us know what you thought of today's show or send in questions or guest suggestions to listeners@menonpurposepodcast.com. We might even give you a shout out on the show. I want to thank you for tuning in. Keep your ears open. And remember, you are magnificent men.
Thanks for tuning in, downloading, and listening. Be sure to review and rate Men on Purpose on iTunes and share with other men who can benefit from today's episode. Men on Purpose is the premier podcast series for informing, activating, and inspiring the leader who has made his money and knows that now is the time to make his mark. We welcome your feedback and guest suggestions and invite you to subscribe to our mailing list to be notified of each new episode at menonpurposepodcast.com.